USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
It could be worse. It could be snow. Of course, then folks would get the white Christmas they often desire. But it seems rain is going to be most of the issue for travelers on this Christmas week, especially across the South and up and down the West Coast as well. Parts of the South could get as much as 5 inches of rain today alone. Following last week's House impeachment vote against President Trump, Vice President Mike Pence's chief of staff is defending the commander-in-chief.
The reason this president's being impeached is because he's winning in so many ways.
That's Mark Short on Meet the Press on NBC yesterday, saying that Trump was impeached because of a Democratic fear that the president could be reelected. Short says Trump was also impeached because he is winning when it comes to taxes, the economy, military funding, and a new trade deal with China. This is USA Radio News.
Here is some great news. If you missed the deadline to sign up for health insurance, or if you sign up for a plan that you're just not happy with, you still have a choice. It's called MediShare. It's the affordable alternative to health insurance, and it's worked beautifully for 25 years. They have more than 400,000 members now around the country. MediShare is a Christian healthcare sharing ministry, and over the years, members have shared over $3 billion of each other's medical bills, so they could help share your needs too. And best of all, you could save a lot of money with MediShare. The typical savings for a family is about $500 a month. Your savings could be more or less, but think about what you could do with that extra money every month. You're not stuck with a high-cost health plan. You can join MediShare anytime, so call them today and check it out. Here's the number to find out more, and there's no pressure. They are super easy to talk to. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
A suspect in a shooting that wounded 13 people in Chicago over the weekend is due in court this morning. Witnesses say it happened on the South Side early yesterday at a party celebrating the birthday of a 22-year-old man who was killed during an attempted carjacking back in April. The latest look at the price at the pump across America. Here's USA Radio's Wendy King.
Oil industry analyst Trilby Lundberg has the latest numbers on how much it's costing you to fill up your car.
With this drop, regular grade is now $2.61 nationally. Mid-grade is $2.92 and premium is $3.16. Diesel fuel now averages $3.05 and it is down one penny over the past 2 weeks.
San Diego has the highest cost per gallon at $3.62. The lowest average price is in Houston.
Nashville police investigating after the brother of country music singer Tucker Bethard and NFL quarterback C.J. Bethard was stabbed and killed in a bar fight over the weekend. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root, the conservative warrior. My show War Now airs every day right here on USA Radio from 6 to 9 p.m. Eastern. I'm also the star of the Wayne Allyn Root Show on Newsmax TV, reaching over 50 million homes. But my favorite role is speaker extraordinaire. I was opening speaker at many Donald Trump for President events. I speak at Republican, conservative, and college GOP events, and I'm available to be the star at your next event. Contact me to arrange for a Wayne Root keynote speech. Call toll-free 888-444-ROOT. That's 888-444-ROOT. Or email wayneroot@gmail.com.
A Christian magazine that called for President Trump's removal from office says it has seen three times as many people subscribe as have canceled their subscriptions since the editorial ran. That's according to Christianity Today editor Mark Galley telling MSNBC Sunday that there's been an outpouring of support amid the backlash over his editorial criticizing the president's, quote, blackened moral record. The editorial published last Thursday called on evangelicals to remember who they are and who they serve. Bill Cosby's publicist taking issue with some of Eddie Murphy's remarks, including the joke about the disgraced comedian on Saturday Night Live over the weekend. In his monologue, Murphy mentioned that he has 10 kids now, and then he recapped Cosby's fall from grace and landing in prison for rape.
But if you had told me 30 years ago that I would be this boring, stay-at-home, you know, house dad, and Bill Cosby would be in jail, even I would have took that bet. I'll tell you. Who is America's dad now?
Cosby's publicist calling Murphy a, quote, Hollywood slave and suggesting Murphy's career wouldn't have happened without Cosby's trailblazing. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.